baby, you can have one more story before you go to bed. But one more story, and then you have to go sleepies, okay? Promise me you'll go sleepies? Oh, that's my baby. Come snuggle up next to mommy. You're so good for me, little one. Now, mommy has a brand new book to read you. It's called Princess, Princess, and it's by Katie O'Neill. Celeste, we're almost at the tower. Fair maiden, please, don't cry. I've come to rescue you. Huh? Oh, great. Another prince. Take your spontaneous roses elsewhere, please. I'm busy. But I heard you screaming.
I wasn't screaming. I was singing.
Okay, but don't you want me to bust you out of that tower? As if you could. Dozens of princes already failed. What makes you any different? Because I am no prince. My name is Princess Amira, and I have a grappling hook.
Oh, sweet.
So, can I rescue you?
Yeah, I guess.
Great. Stand back, okay?
Hey, watch it.
Whoops. Sorry. Hey, I can do this. I'm almost at the budge. Thank you so much, Princess.
It's Sadie.
Thank you, Sadie.
Sure.
But, how are we going to get down?
That is a really good question.
How long is your hair?
Forget it! I'm not Rapunzel.
Oh, can your little buddy here fly?
No, Oliver is big boned, like me.
Isn't there anything in here that we can use to reach the ground?
Would I still be here if there was?
True. I guess there's nothing else for it then.
Celeste! There's a cookie on the other side of the tower.
Wham!
Crash!
Good job, Celeste!
Yeah, thanks, Celeste.
Celeste would do anything for a cookie.
I can relate.
So, now what?
I'm not sure. Actually, this is my first time rescuing a princess.
What?
You're a rookie?
Would you rather be back in that tower?
At least there I was safe.
Huh?
Who's there?
Sadie. Stupid little Sadie. Go back. Go back to where you came. Do you really think you can escape? You're too stupid, too weak, too fat.
Who are you? Show yourself.
Go back to your tower, you stupid girl. After all, out here you might get hurt.
Yeah.
Huh? I'd rather not kill you, Sadie. But if I have to, I will.
I want to go back.
Back to the tower?
The truth is, there's a reason none of the other princes were able to rescue me. I sabotaged them.
But why?
You heard what she said and she means it. I thought the tower was the only place for me. But then you came. Somehow seeing how excited you were made me want to escape. But now?
I'll protect you, Sadie. I have a sword, a unicorn, and kick butt hair.
It's true. Your hair is kick butt. And I trust you. Come on, let's go see if we can rescue someone else. Together. Oliver can come too, right? Sure. Say, how did you find me in the first place? Oh, I just rode around until I found someone calling for help. That's so stupid. I can't believe you thought that would help. Up here, Amira, up here. Fear not, noble prince, for we have come to rescue you. No thanks. I'm fine. I disagree. Look, I would just really prefer not to be rescued by, well, princesses. Fine, Prince Butthead. Here, you can go rescue yourself. Let's go, Sadie. Amira, wait. Sadie, this guy's a creep. He's not worth saving. How does a hero decide who's worth saving? I'm so glad you've come, Prince Taji. It's been so dull here. Oh, I thought a princess would have much to do. Yeah, but it's all pointless. Sometimes I think it would have been better to not be a princess at all. Really, Amira? You'd rather work hard every day, never sure where your next meal will come from? No. I think we were very lucky to be born in these shoes. Should we not share that with everyone? Fine, I'll rescue the butthead. My hero! I assure you, it isn't necessary. Shut it. Everything is under control. You really don't. Wait, wait. Oh. Now, Celeste. Nice horse. So, Butthead, why don't you tell us? Who are you and what were you doing up in that tree? My name is Prince Vladrick, and I was put there by a giant marauding ogre. An ogre? Yes, I was trying to slay it, but it was too strong. That sounds like an adventure to me, right, Sadie? An ogre? No problem. Sword and unicorn, remember? Do you need a ride? Hey. Yeah. So, where exactly was this marauding ogre anyway? There's a small village just past the edge of the forest. Dang. He really threw you, huh? Shut up. Amira, why is being a hero so important to you anyway? Being a hero? I guess it started when I turned 16, and I first learned what it really means to be a princess. Mama, why do you make me talk to all these dull, vapid princes? Amira, don't be unkind. One of them could be your future husband. Oh, you're serious. Amira, we love you and know you want to help us. Isn't it wonderful that you can connect us with another royal family? I do want to serve the kingdom, but once I realized there wasn't a place for me, I decided to make my own. You know? I know. What is that stupid girl up to now? Who are these freaks traveling with her? Does she think she can gather people to come here and defeat me? Well, we can't allow that. We must disillusion her. Well, this is definitely the village, but where's the womp, womp? Oh. So, how do I slay it then? What? You mean you don't know? Right, because you were so successful. I should have left you in that tree. Hey, that was all part of my master plan, which you ruined. Excuse me? Sadie, no!
You need to stop dancing, okay? You're a great dancer, but can't you see that you're scaring everyone away?
Stop dancing?
Sadie, he's not... Actually, I often wonder if my lack of creative fulfillment is because I never have an audience.
You see?
But I also like to smash stuff.
Why don't I teach you to dance safely? And Amira can spar with you to vent your pent-up aggression. Is that okay with you?
Of course.
You'd really do that for me?
Thank you, princesses.
That's great and all, but how can he help them fix the village?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long day, huh? Guess us princesses did pretty good today.
Huh.
Yes, but why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are you so obsessed with being brave and such?
Nobody expects you to do these things. You have it so easy.
Butthead, do you wish you were a princess?
That's not it. There's just a lot of pressure from my family for a prince to do things I don't want to do.
Like what?
Like slaying ogres.
Well, I understand parental expectations are hard to deal with, but that's no reason to take it out on us.
You deserve a cookie too, Celeste.
You again.
I won't let you hurt Sadie.
Hey. Hey, let go of me. Let me go.
Amira?
What do you want with her, you meanie?
If you want her back, just come and get her. Then I can lock you up for good.
Come home if you dare, little Sadie.
Sadie, who was that?
That was my sister. I never expected this day to come so soon, neither as a king nor as a parent. My girls, you've already lost so much so soon.
Far too soon.
You need to look after each other now. That's why I want you both to rule together. As sisters.
But Papa, I'm 2 years older.
And I don't know how to be a queen.
Claire, Sadie, my darling girls, be good to each other.
Papa? Papa? Papa was wrong, Sadie. We shouldn't rule together at all. You'll just drag me down. Like you said, you don't even know how, right? And we both know you're too stupid and fat to ever be a queen. You don't even have magic. Wouldn't it be better for the kingdom if you just disappeared?
Yeah, it would.
Good. Your own sister locked you in a tower?
Yeah. She must think I want to claim my half of the throne.
Well, you should. It's yours, after all.
I don't care. I just want Amira back.
See? Here she comes. I told you. Sadie doesn't even want to be queen. I'm the one who freed her.
You must think I'm as dumb as my sister. I know why she's coming, and I'll be ready for her.
Hey, I'd know those pudgy cheeks anywhere. Wasn't that Sadie?
Princess, where have you been? Do you remember me, princess?
Cool horse.
Her Majesty said you ran away in grief when the king died. Does this mean you're ready to be queen now?
I'm sorry. I'm really just here to rescue someone.
Let us know if we can help.
I can see why your sister's terrified of you.
Huh?
It must kill her to see how beloved you are.
What exactly are you planning to do with Sadie?
Oh, I won't hurt her. I'll just turn her into the fat little pig that she is.
You are just the worst sister ever.
That's not true. I haven't counted her as a sister in a long time.
Sadie?
Sadie.
What hope do you have, Sadie? We both know you're a fat, silly crybaby.
That may be true, but I'll never let you make me feel like it's a bad thing ever again.
Sadie? Is that
the dragon I set to guard you?
It's so fat. His name is Oliver. He's my friend.
Why am I not surprised? Dragons can't be friends, you stupid.
Chew!
I think her spell backfired. Next time you lock up your sister, use a less powerful guard, eh?
Well, that's no good. Our queen can't have hooves. Long live Queen Sadie! Sadie!
Sadie! Sadie!
Oh, I'm sorry. I really don't know how.
You can do it, Sadie. They'll all help you because they know you, and they know you'll be a great queen.
You know that too, right?
Yeah. Well, Your Majesty,
I told you I'm not queen yet. I'm still under guidance from the royal advisors.
Of course. Listen, Sadie, before I met you, I totally thought I knew what a hero was, but now I can see how much I still have to learn.
And how long will that take?
I don't know. But you'll wait for me, won't you?
Of course.
I don't mind waiting, because I know that when we meet again, neither of us will be princess anymore.
Hey, Butthead, been a while, hasn't it?
That's Advisor Butthead now, thank you.
My mistake.
So where's Sadie? I believe Her Majesty is currently in her study.
Which way was it again?
It's been so long.
I think this is it?
Your Majesty? Captain Amira? The end. But there is an epilogue. You ready for this? Butthead, this is pretty scary.
What?
Surely you've faced tougher than this before. Like when you gave Cerberus a bath?
That was easy.
Or when you arm wrestled the Wolf King?
Still. But if I mess up,
somehow, nothing seems scary right now. We can do this the way we will always do things. And that's the end. They get married and live happily ever after. And it seems someone fell asleep. Good night, my love. Mommy loves you so much. Have a great night's sleep.